around and reminisce. I almost got off things that brought up really down.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial electronic and alternative music, all wrapped up into 1 hour bundle of stuff, really, brought to you by myself, Nigel. And tonight I'm in the studio on my own. I'm just going to bring you, well, tunes and a bit of chat. And about roughly halfway through the show, I'm going to have a rundown of gigs, clubs and a bit of news about what's going on, what's been released and things like that. But yes, I was very excited on the last show that Mind in a Box were releasing a new album, but I was very sad that I didn't actually have my hands on it by that point. Now, I do have my hands on it. I think it arrived like the following day after the last show, so I've had a couple of weeks to give it a good listen, and it is a very good album. They've done what they usually do and just produced a very technically and... not just technically, and kind of heartwarmingly good album, and I love it to bits at the moment. That is a track that I played off there called Remember from Revelations, and it's somehow, I don't know, there's something lovely about it. It's been around for a little bit. It's not been actually released for a while, but there's been, the band released a YouTube clip of that track, so we've heard it before, and also they played it when they played live here at Infest last year, so we've heard it a couple of times. Unfortunately, we've not been able to play it to you on the show because I didn't actually have a CD copy of it, so now that's arrived, you can hear it. And that was it. That was absolutely stunning, and there's a few other tracks on the album that I think are equally as stunning, so well worth getting your hands on if you do like Mind in a Box. But I think if you like Mind in a Box, you probably already know about it and are going to get it anyway. But yes, storming stuff from my nearbox. I think tonight's show is going to be a bit all over the shop. I've not really got a theme in my head tonight, so I'm just going to play kind of tunes that I think I'm quite liking at the moment. And I'm going to continue now with some Ghost and Writer. Here's Man on a Wire.
It's the last chance to exit. The limo crashed in the snow.
Again.
There, Clicks with TV, and that's from Advanced Electronics Volume 8. And Clicks are one of those bands I wish I knew more about. They haven't really released that much, so I'm hoping they do in the future, because every track I've got by them has just snuck onto a compilation and actually sounds really, really good. So, yeah, hopefully more stuff from them in the future. We'll have to see how that goes, though. Before that, we had a track by one of my artists of last year, essentially Necro Facility with Fall Apart from their album Wintermute, that basically I think impressed most people who like that kind of music. And it was, like I say, a stunning album in my books, and got heavy play on my car stereo. And before that, we had a track by a band that I don't think can release enough material and don't really do release anywhere near as much as I'd love to hear from them. That's Ghost and Writer with Man on a Wire. Great stuff from them. But talking about Necro Facility, it's worth jumping into the news, because the news for this week, or this fortnight, is the first bands for this year's Infest has been announced. So the bands are already being announced for a festival like 8 months away, nearly 9 months away, in August. So far have been announced are The Clinic, Dirty K, Space Boy, and Necro Facility. And out of that list, I really, really want to see Necro Facility. I think I kept scribbling my their name on the request feedback forms that Infest usually hand out. So, fingers crossed, Necro Facility definitely will make it, or certainly they've been announced, so fingers crossed that'll keep going. I say have been announced because also another festival, the Resistance Festival in Sheffield, at the start of April, have had to announce why their bands can't make it. The band Studio X are not able to adhere to the dates they've announced, including the Resistance Festival, due to personal reasons, I think, all that's really been stated online. However, Resistance have announced FGFC 820 as their replacement. So they've already, in the space of a few days between announcing and band can't make it, they've managed to sort out a replacement, which is blooming good going from my point of view. I think the people who organise these festivals are absolute stars. Certainly people like the organisers behind Infest, who are announcing bands this far in advance. I don't think we've actually had any announcements or anything like Deviate Fest. So, you know, we're talking, good organisational abilities here. So very happy about that, and very happy something like that's on our doorstep here in Bradford. Right, I think time to continue with some tunes, and I've kept the show kind of very electronic and synth poppy so far, so I'm going to go a little bit heavier with some Be My Enemy.
Yeah.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard the Society Burning with Internal Combustion 3 from their album Internal Combustion. That appears to have three different versions of that track on. Very good too, that's why I played it. And before that we had Be My Enemy with Disintegration from This Is The New Wave. Look forward to hearing more of that kind of stuff from Be My Enemy because it just sounds great. I think it's time to now run down the gigs, clubs and general events going on in the local area. And I say local, and I'm not going that local really. I am going a bit further afield, certainly to start with, because tomorrow on Friday the 10th of February, it's worth mentioning that Analog Trash Beta Complex, a launch party, is over at Retro Bar in Manchester. Now this is similar to the other Analog Trashes, but this is going to focus a bit more on synth pop, future pop, EBM, electronica. It's £4 on the door and runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. and more information can be found on Facebook searching for Analog Trash. That appears to be the launch party of this new version of Analog Trash, the Beta Complex version. Sticking a little bit more local, we've got on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 12th, the Lucifer Lounge starts at Santiago's in Leeds. Now, this is a free entry monthly night on a Sunday running from 7 p.m. till late, probably quite a social affair. And again, more information about that can be found on Facebook. Search for Lucifer Lounge. I'm sure you'll find it. Coming up later this month, I think I'm actually going to wander into March a little bit because there's quite a lot going on of big interest in March. But well worth mentioning, later on this month, Friday the February the 17th, we have Integration, the Industrial Punk Club Night at Santiago's, which is upstairs in Santiago's, I believe, and in Leeds. And this is going to be a combination of music from live bands and a kind of club night. So it's Action Direct and Flesh Eating Foundation are the bands. The doors open at 8, the bands are till 10, the club night till late, and it costs £3 in, which is really very respectable. More information can be found at thisisindustrialpunk.com or, again, search on Facebook, as pretty much most events are somehow mentioned on Facebook these days. We also have on the following Saturday to that, Saturday the 18th of February, a week on Saturday from now, we have the Wendy House at Leeds Uni SU, so the big main room of kind of goth rock cheese, a bit of everything going on in there, and the smaller room of kind of electronic industrial dancey type stuff, the Mutate Room in fact, and that runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. is £5 on the door, and more information can be found at thewendyhouse.org. But like I say, there's a lot going on in March, certainly kind of more live gigness as well. I've discovered we have on Thursday the 1st of March the Eden House, Anne-Marie Hurst and Berlin Black are playing the Duchess in York for the pricely sum of £8. I think if you search for the Duchess York website, you'll find the details on that, or the individual bands, no doubt. The Saturday after that, Saturday the 3rd of March, we have Grooving in Green and Rhombus playing the library, the pre-flock gig, because the first Saturday of the month is usually flocks. And yes, this is kind of similar to most Saturdays where they're having a band first. So yeah, Rhombus and Grooving in Green. If Rhombus are anything like the last time I saw them, they will be damn fine, to be honest. Well worth going to see. Again, Grooving in Green, well worth seeing if you like the kind of trad sound that they do. That's apparently £5 in advance, so I'm expecting probably a pound more on the door. That's just my guesswork, though. And again, most information about flock kind of nights can be found either on sheepish.net or Facebook events. Ooh, what else have we got? Also in March, on the 19th, Pop Will Eat Itself are touring again, and they're playing the Duchess in York again. That costs £16 plus booking fee or £18 on the door, according to the Duchess website. So if you want to see Pop Will Eat Itself, I thought they were very good when I saw them over in Manchester late last year, I think it was. Top stuff from them, and well worth getting to see if you like Poppies. It is kind of the new version of Poppies. I think they describe themselves as Poppies version 2, only having one existing member from the original lineup. So, but the sound and attitude and everything else, pretty much the same. If you like the Poppies, you'll like this stuff. Oh, and what we've got at the end of March, 30th of March, we've got The Last Cry, Berlin Black and Distorted Pictures playing here in Bradford. I nearly said that wrong. How am I saying that wrong? I don't know. Yes, here in Bradford at the Gaswork Vaults. Now, this is from 8:30 p.m. till late, and it's free entry. So, live bands, bands like Berlin Black, The Last Cry, Despoid Pictures, these are good bands. These are well worth getting to see. And free entry. You get to see the bands for free just by walking in the venue. So, good stuff there. So, yeah, quite a lot of live stuff going on in March. Well worth getting out to. Well worth having a look at some of these bands. There's some great stuff. And as always, if you know of events that I haven't listed but you think the listeners might be interested, drop me a line. Go to the bcbradio.co.uk website. Find my contact details. The show's on there. Nigel's on there. You should be able to find the details somehow. And drop me an email or something and just say, hey, look, how about these? Because I don't discover everything. I do try and keep my eyes out and find out what's going on. But yes, I do try and cover most bases. But yeah, let me know if I've somehow hit a blind spot and missed something cool. Right, I'm going to continue now. I think I've been chatting for too long, so I'm going to continue with the tunes. Here's some Frontline Assembly. We'll be right back.
is prompt for action, false reaction, embodied promise in a sheen so pure. Have the measure of blind ambition, the testament to your singular disease. Gain so wisdom, you heed no warning, your desires giving you. Change your mind, I would save you from the path you wander in desperation. Dreams and this soul can set you free, and I still hear you scream in every breath, in every single motion, burning innocence, the fire to set you free. Your actions turn conquest to dust, importance of fate. You foolishly place trust, sense fear in your broken breathing. Resort to shadows till your body splies. All creation has a promise of heaven, and still you travel the road to hell. I'm saying nothing for the good of myself, but I'm still talking and you're not listening. If I could change your mind, I wouldn't save you from the path you wander. In desperation, dreams, and this soul can set you free. And I still hear you scream in every breath, in every single motion, burning innocence, the fire to set you free.
VNV Nation with Chrome from Matter and Form from a few years ago now, but I still think that's a stunningly good kind of electro stompy song. Before that we had The Birthday Massacre with Red Stars from Walking with Strangers. I'm going a bit kind of old school here, a bit, that's a bit running around random time periods, to be honest. And before that, still keeping it random, we had Frontline Assembly with Hayload from Epitaph. All great tracks, all good stuff. Now, I've no idea how my time is running tonight, so I'm just going to plough on with the tunes. And this is pretty much keeping it equally as random as the last three tracks. Here's some She Wants Revenge Without Control.
Against the wall, kind of dancing, though not at all. to say. Oh my God, it's my favorite song. I pull her close and she sings along. We can't slow down even if we try. If the record keeps spinning, so will I. She likes disco and tastes like a tear. Tells me don't stop dancing and she's pulling me near. This song is turning me on, the beat is doing me in, or maybe it's only you, but either way, let's begin. The lights that move sideways and up and down, the beat takes you over and spins you round. Our hearts steady beating, the sweat turns to cold, we're slaves to the DJ and out of control. The lights that move sideways and up.
Was She Wants Revenge with Out of Control from the same titled album, She Wants Revenge. And I've worked out exactly how much time I've got left, and it's kind of this odd amount. It's not quite enough for two tracks, but it's also just a bit too much for one track. So I'm going to leave you tonight with 1.5 tracks. I hope you've enjoyed the show, but I'm going to leave you with a track by a band called Cyberdyne, who... Hang on, let me just grab my notes. Who are kind of an up-and-coming band-ish that I've not heard much from recently, but they released a free EP a while back. This is a track called Feeling, and if time keeps going, then you'll probably hear some Ladytron ghosts. So, good night, thank you for listening, and I will be back. Well, I'll be back soon. I'll be back in a fortnight, as usual. So, enjoy, and see you in a couple of weeks.